Welcome to another COVID-19 edition of Focus Richmond, brought to you by VCU Health. Today, we're talking with Dr. Benjamin Van Tassel, a clinical researcher in VCU's School of Pharmacy. Dr. Van Tassel, what does the landscape of clinical research trials and potential treatments for COVID-19 look like?
We're optimistic that the trials that we're conducting and offering to our patients at bedside really do represent the best available options. VCU is only conducting the trials in which they think that the benefits are most likely to outweigh the risks. So by the time that we actually are sitting down with a patient, this isn't just a random idea that somebody has come up with. This is an idea that has been reviewed and discussed and debated oftentimes for weeks and months before it even makes it to the patient bedside.
Do these trials right now look promising?
We think the trials are promising. The headliner has been remdesivir so far. Remdesivir is designed to stop the virus from spreading within your body, which allows the body's own immune system to get in there and kill off the virus. There's pretty good evidence that's already come out suggesting that remdesivir can shorten the duration of the coronavirus infection, which is great news. The second wave of studies is really looking at inflammation that's caused by the virus. And we think that is particularly important because it's the patients who have the highest amounts of inflammation in the lungs that seem to have the most problem. So with sarilumab and canakinumab, our hope is that we shut down the inflammation, which protects the lungs, prevents folks from going on a ventilator and having the more severe complications. And there is preliminary evidence from a number of studies suggesting that as the inflammation is brought down, you can lower the intensity of the infection and help folks recover a little bit quicker. So we're hoping to get results within the next probably 3 to 6 months that will tell us definitively whether or not these drugs have worked.
How are people chosen to be enrolled in the trials for these potentially life-saving treatments?
Yeah, that's a great question. So every morning, we review the list of patients who have had positive tests within the hospital, and we're looking for folks who might be eligible for these programs. And if they appear to be eligible, then we'll reach out to the patients individually to discuss the project with them and to gauge whether or not they would be interested in participating.
Thank you, Dr. Van Tassel. Join us again every Tuesday and Thursday just after 10 a.m. for Focus Richmond COVID-19 updates with VCU Health. To learn more, please visit vcuhealth.org/COVID-19.